This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And no doubt it is my pleasure for one more time in 2020, as big of a pig of a year this has been, to once again present 1911 University with Joe Chambers. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm enjoying my picture that you shared with me that we can't talk about.
Wait. I thought you had a beep button now.
Well, I do, but we, you know, that only works so many times. You have to sort of restrict that, because it'll work once, but then if we really start having too much fun, it won't work, and then then we're all hunted down and murdered,
or at least we're kicked off the air.
At the very least, and then if I get kicked off the air, you know what happens then? I'm out there looking for a place to rent in Nebraska, and I want to be a paid intern at Chambers Custom.
There you go.
Anyway, how was 2020 for Chambers Custom?
Oh, it's been a pretty good year overall. You know, can't complain. We built a lot of guns, got a lot of orders going into 2021, and it's going to be exciting. You know, it looks like I'll have, if everything continues to go as it's gone so far, I will have about 130 orders on the books for David, Eric, and Brandon in 2021, and I'll build probably 20 or 25, maybe 30 guns myself. And yeah, so I mean, 2020 was a good year overall. If there was a downside to it, it's that our kids have been home for like three quarters of the year.
Right. And
those little rascals need to get back to school. But, you know, I mean, it's also nice having them around the house. We get to spend more time with them and whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a bad year. I mean, there were some bad things that happened, but it wasn't a bad year.
I think one of the things that, when you take stock, and I never really had thought of it this way, and I mean, it's with the holidays got in the way, and some other things got in the way, because I still have got part two of the deep dive of the Fat WMGC to come up, and the reason I did this is because somebody got out there on YouTube and said, can you give more information on this, because this gun is just so, I mean, how many Fat WMGCs, for example, did you build this year, or got built this year?
I don't know, a half a dozen.
And they were all sold as soon as you announced them, weren't they?
Yeah, they were all pre-sold. There were none available on the open market.
Right.
And like next year, so we're going into 2021, we have, I think there's 15 Fat guns left to build from last year's orders, which David's going to take over that list when he gets back, because Eric is going to build the KAC project for me. So David's going to take over the Fat list. He'll build those 15 guns here in the next probably 3 months, and along with a couple of other guns that are on the list. And then as soon as those guns are built, actually probably before then, Heidi's going to release, I want to say 15 more Fat WMG spots for the second half of the year. And the main reason that we're only doing 15 more next year is because, we're also going to release the Steve Fisher YC squared gun, which we're going to do 10 of. So I want to be able to do some Fat WMGs next year, but I also want to be able to do Steve's new gun.
Right.
Which is going to be really, really cool. Super cool.
The fun part for me is that the 1911 University goes on into 2021. Chambers continues to sponsor the show through 2021, which is very good for me. And, you know, I have a lot of fun with 1911 University just because, one, I learn a lot on it. At the same time, you do have a way with the phrase. Well, I mean, you just do. That's why I can't talk about the picture you were kind enough to share with me. But in any event...
I mean, at some point, you just have to push the button and let it go, man.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can reach some people is just hit that button and go, yeah, beep you.
Indeed. 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 You got a little snow up there right now? You getting some snow?
Yeah, we got about 6 inches today, so... I spent a little time out on the tractor, which was nice.
I saw your post about for all of those that told you that you didn't need a tractor for the farm because you weren't a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely makes a difference being able to get in and out of your farm when you want to.
Right.
You know, with a properly sized tractor, I won't ever be stuck here.
Just out of curiosity, are you still able to find ammo?
Yeah, I mean, we planned ahead, obviously, but we reload a lot of our own, so I haven't had a shortage. But like, I went to the local Shields before Christmas to buy a few things, and they had 9mm on the shelves. They had 5.56 on the shelves. Now they're only letting you buy two boxes of handgun ammo at a time, and the 5.56, I think, for brass case, the Gila was $1 a round, basically, and for steel case, it was 50 cents a round, so whatever. But, I mean, it's there. If you want to pay $1 a round, you can buy it.
You're not going to fire steel cased in your KAC, are you?
Big negative, Ghost Rider.
Gotcha.
Besides the fact that you can't find steel case 6.5 Creedmoor.
Yours is 6.5 Creedmoor?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, is this the one I'm going to get to review later on?
Yeah, I might send it to you.
Boy, I sure would like that. Anyway, I'll take very good care of it. I won't keep it very long. I'll send it back as soon as I can. I promise, I swear to God.
Yeah, what I'll probably do is send it. So I've got to send it all to... Oh, hang on a second. I got to send it all to Brack Wilson over at Patriot Gun Cases in North Carolina. And then I'll probably just have it sent to you, and then you can just send it back to me.
Gotcha. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. And, well, for those of you that are interested, you just heard it, there's going to be a slight increase in gun production. This would be the time to go to Chambers Custom, try to pick out what you may want, make that description, make that order, and it would be worth the wait. And along the way, you may be able to see it. They may actually put it on Instagram or something as they're building it, or on Facebook, and they would both be under Chambers Custom as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Bedford Camera and Video. We value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Joe Chambers in the 1911 University. And I've been running the 10 core holsters quite a bit. I need to get young Mr. Mao on the show to talk about these things. They are sort of impressive to me.
Yeah.
First off, the ones that he sent me two for my Fat WMGC. And after some very minor adjustments, I finally have a holster that will carry this gun securely, concealed, that doesn't kill me.
Yeah.
Is that ever a problem for you, where, you know, in concealment? Do you ever hurt? Do you ever get the wrong holster and it bothers you?
Yes and no. So the Velo 4 in a full-size holster doesn't work real well for me if I have to sit down for very long.
Right.
Because I kind of have I don't have a short torso, but I don't have a tall torso either. And so it jabs me in that groin area.
That's because you're... That's because you're appendix carrying?
Yeah, appendix carrying. So when I decided to appendix carry, I just relegated myself to the fact that I was going to appendix carry a commander size gun. The end. So I chopped off my Velo 4 because I had one of the original prototype ones that was a full size. So I chopped it off to commander length, much to everybody's ado. And it's perfect now. It's perfect. I have a couple of holsters from Carl that are like the pancake style with the belt loops that are cut into it.
The Illusion. No, those aren't the Illusion. Yeah.
No, the Illusion fits me really well, but the pancake style, it doesn't really mold to my body very well because I'm not wide front to back, like super wide, I guess. You know, I'm not skinny, but I'm not wide. And so they don't wrap around my body real well. They're kind of uncomfortable, so I don't wear them very much. But I don't find a lot of holsters to be painful per se. Now I am going to get on the list for the 5-shot leather SME that a friend of ours, mutual friend of ours, helped to design and develop. I'd like to try one. I mean, they're like $200, whatever. But I'd like to try one. It's an AIWB holster. And, you know, see how it works.
Yeah. I'd like to see Jeff at Tentacore. I'd like to see him take the ARX holster. Have you seen that? The ARX or whatever they call it, ARX. I'd like to see that I'd like to see that work with one of your guns, with my gun, with my Chambers gun.
You know, I think the OWB is going to come. It's just a matter of time. I actually have an OWB on order from JM Custom and an OWB on order from TR Holsters. I mean, I'm going to end up with more holsters than I need, but whatever.
But nothing wrong with that.
I got piles of holsters already, so yes.
You could just start building your own guns, and you know, that's the only guns you build.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
When everybody comes in, they'd be like, "Hey, Joe, what are you doing? Shut up, go back to work."
Yeah, Eric and I were actually talking today. I'm looking forward to getting to the point where I don't have a list anymore, and I can just build like 20 or 25 guns a year and sell them.
Yeah.
And build what I want to. Yeah, I'm about probably 2 or 3 years out from that if I work really hard, but that's what I'm working for.
Right. As far as duty holsters, do you think the Raven concealment style, I call it that because they were the first ones I ever saw that did it, but the close up to the body outside the waistband holster, is that a better duty holster than that some of these Safari Land types that, you know, not only will they carry the gun, but they would survive the nuclear holocaust, you understand what I'm saying, that are really overbuilt. As far as you're concerned, do you think the more streamlined style is the way to go?
Well, I think it depends on what you mean by duty, right? Are we talking duty like a cop walking a beat? Or are we talking duty like you and me going to North Omaha or Charleston, right? Because if you're talking about a cop walking a beat, then Safari Land has set the standard decades ago for the proper, you know, level three retention holster.
Right.
And in the new one that they have out, which hopefully I'll be getting samples of soon, is really a pretty amazing holster. If you're talking about me and you are going downtown Charleston for barbecue, then, I think having it closer to the body, I mean, I'm not going to wear a gun belt to downtown Charleston for barbecue. That's what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
You know, I'm not going to wear a training rig for that. At least not yet. Now, maybe in 6 months, it'll be necessary.
Who knows?
But,
we'll
you know, right now, I don't see the necessity in carrying, you know, my regulator with five big sticks to go get barbecue.
When you carry a gun, I'm curious, how many spare magazines do you carry when you carry a gun?
Typically none. Obviously, situation dictates gear. And so if, you know, I'm going to Lincoln, like I went shopping the other day for Christmas. So I had my Yeti and I had a backup mag. Because I'm in Lincoln. You never know what's going to happen. And then the truck, I got a rifle. When we travel, you know, I have a gun on me, the Yeti, and a backup mag in my coat. And then, of course, I got a rifle with the D60 in the back.
Right.
If I'm just running to the gas station, just a Yeti. I'm not carrying no extra mag necessarily unless it's in my coat. I always have a few mags floating around in the truck anyway. You know, so if worse came to worse and I got back to the truck, I have extra bullets. But I'm not one of these guys, I mean, we've talked about this before. I'm not one of these guys that's walking around with, you know, like when I carry appendix, what I'm carrying appendix is my gun. And I see some of these guys that have the rigs where they've got, you know, appendix carry. They got a gun. They got an extra mag. They got a flashlight. They got a dagger. They got another mag. I'm like, holy crap, dude. Where are you going? You know? I mean.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. ChambersCustom.com. This is where you find some of this stuff we're talking about. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. For the first time in his presidency, Congress has overturned a bill vetoed by President Donald Trump.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to vote or change their votes? Seeing none on this vote, the yeas are 81, the nays are 13. Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objection to the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
Senator Josh Hawley on the floor of the Senate this New Year's Day. The president vetoed the $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act over his objections. It gives U.S. troops a 3% pay raise and guides defense policy. Number two meets number three in the Sugar Bowl tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. 10-1 Clemson faces 6-0 Ohio State. The game televised on ESPN. The winner moves on to the national championship. This is USA Radio News. A pharmacist is arrested for destroying hundreds of vaccine doses. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. The remaining doses were discarded to waste.
The pharmacist has also been fired. 15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new coronavirus variant that was first discovered in the United Kingdom. The health minister said Friday that the strain was found in travelers arriving from the UK. They are in quarantine along with close contacts. More than 4,600 passengers have been quarantined in Turkey since late December to contain the spread. Flights to the UK have been suspended, and Turkey now requires a negative PCR test for all passengers arriving on international flights. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is also 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And there will be things that are coming up in 2021. There will be other reviews. There will be other things that he does that it's going to be sort of exciting as I watch it. But at the same time, do you think we're going to... Well, we know SHOT Show's been canceled. We're not going there in January. And I think they're saying the NRA meetup is going to happen in September in Houston. Are you going to go to that?
Big negative, Ghost Rider.
No, not going to that one?
Man, I got no love for the NRA. Until they get rid of Wayne LaPierre, I ain't got no love for the NRA. That dude is as corrupt as anybody.
Yeah, I do get that. I do get that. So do you have I'm just curious now. Do you have a gun rights organization you do like, by chance?
Yeah. Chambers Custom.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, I'm a Chambers Custom. I didn't get no membership card.
Yeah, you did, though. You wear it on your hip almost every day.
So, somebody wants to ID me and I pull that out, what happens then?
That's not my problem. That's on you. I think we're to the point where, quite honestly, the NRA has let us down. I was a member for decades, and then we find out that they've been embezzling money, they've been wasting money. Well, we all knew that was going on. I mean, you had to look at some of the stuff they're doing and just know that that's what's happening. And it's disappointing. And I have some really good friends in the NRA that are board members or whatever. I have some clients that are board members, and they're like, I feel you, man, but this is really all we got. And I'm like, well, if that's all we got, then I'm out. I just can't support that kind of behavior. If I found out tomorrow that you're embezzling money from somebody, I couldn't support you either. I'd be like, Bill, bro, I'm out. I don't support that kind of behavior. I don't steal from other people myself, so I ain't trying to support people to steal from me. And these guys, they go, well, GOA and blah, 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 blah. Whatever. There's a couple of NFA groups that I support that I like, because they actually do some stuff. Guys like Todd Rathner out there, you know, he's a good Second Amendment lawyer, and he's handling business. But the majority of these groups are all self-serving, and the gun community as a whole, listen to me, gun people out there listening to this show, stop eating your own. Seriously, stop. Because you're just killing each other off. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah. So I kind of pulled away from all that stuff because, you know, I get tired of the pistol shooters hate the rifle shooters, and the rifle shooters hate the shotgun shooters, and the shotgun shooters are really snobby, and they hate everybody. Whatever, man. You know, do you like guns? Yes. Do you like freedom? Yes. Okay, cool. We can be friends.
So, you can't imagine the question I'm about to ask you right now, but I just want you to tell everybody that I did not ask you to say that. I'll explain that later. I've talked about a topic on the show enough about it to where now the people that both listen to the show and watch video are now they're beginning to comment on it and everything else. And we'll talk about it after the show.
If people can't see the truth, that ain't our fault. You know, I'm just a guy that builds guns for a living, and I see it. I've seen it for decades. I saw it when I used to be involved in a gun club, a huge gun club down in Georgia. I really loved. And, you know, the shotgun shooters controlled it. They controlled the whole club, and they demoralized everybody else. And then finally, the pistol shooters got the cowboy action shooters involved in the club, and they built a whole cowboy town. They bought a couple hundred extra acres. They built a cowboy town. It was amazing. And they basically ran the shotgun shooters out of the club. And I'm sitting there as a bullseye shooter who's hated by everybody going, hey, can't we just get along? Can we just all get along? Like, for real, we all love guns. We love freedom. Just get along. Nah, we can't do that. We just eat each other. And, yeah, there are people in the industry where, you know, you and I have talked about it offline. There's people in the industry that I don't like. Well, you know what I do? I don't associate with those people. The end. And there's people in the industry that don't like me. That's okay, too. They don't associate with me. Cool. No big deal. But I'm not gonna go out of my way to destroy that person. You know, I'm just not going to support them. The end. I'm not going to put my hard-earned dollars behind them. Not happening. It's that simple. You either love freedom or you don't. Well, I just think that some of these big organizations have gotten too big for the britches, and they haven't done enough for the money that they've been given.
You think they've lost sight of the objective?
Yeah. The objective is freedom. You know, when you got a group like the NRA that won't stand up for NFA people, piss off. You know, I mean, the NFA, you know, whether it's suppressors, short-barreled rifles, machine guns, whatever, that's just as much of part of the firearms industry and the community as you know, shotgun shooters or pistol shooters or F-class shooters or PRS shooters or whatever. So give them guys some support and love. Don't leave them out to dry. You know, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. And I'm going to get off my soapbox so we can talk about something else.
Well, I was enjoying that. That's one of the things I see out there, because when I look at how many gun owners I believe are out there, which I believe it to be significantly more than the, you know, the 90, 100, 120 million that they'll give us credit for being out there. If we were to vote in concert, we would be the determiners of the government.
I think we did vote in concert this time. I really believe that. I think that we did vote in concert this time. You look at the numbers, 75 million. You know, Trump won like 4,000 counties or something ridiculous.
Yep.
And it didn't matter because the Democrats cheated. You know, and I'm going to tell you straight up, I just heard the little newscast in the break there, you know, about Biden is going to call for 100 days of mask up. Yeah, he can kiss my sorry butt. I ain't masking up for no 100 days. I ain't masking up for one day.
I'm going to be talking about something tomorrow where, you know, the actual number of COVID cases has actually fallen.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing shoring us up now is California. California has the number of cases they're getting there, where they've been masked up and closed down and social distanced and all this other stuff.
Oh, brother. David just sent me a text today. He's in California with his wife on, you know, for holidays or whatever. And so California made all of these businesses, these restaurants, they said nobody can eat inside, right? So you got to build an outdoor eating venue or whatever. So they did that. All these restaurants and businesses built these beautiful outdoor venues where you could eat on the sidewalk and whatever. And now their psychopathic governor, Gavin Newsom, has said, nah, everybody has to stay home. Nobody can go out to eat. What in the bleepity bleep bleep bleep? I just used your button for you.
I appreciate
it. Is this guy thinking?
Well,
right? You're destroying an entire economy.
Well, he's about to go the way of Gray Davis anyway.
Well, I hope so. I hope they recall him and send him back to whatever hell he crawled out of.
Whatever fresh hell. Hang on for me one more time. We'll be right back talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As we once more convene 1911 University for the last time in 2020. Of course, Professor Joe Chambers here. He sent me, I've only gotten two Christmas cards in the last two years of Christmases, and both of them came from Chambers Custom. And I'm making a collection before, you know, if we keep this up for long, I won't be able to see any surface of my refrigerator, which will be cool. Also got a very nice email message from Heidi, who is actually, is she the brains or the one that makes the glue that holds everything together?
She's the glue and gotcha. Part of the brains.
Part of the brains. The fun part of Heidi is that in the beginning, she was coaching you and threatening you, but she's very stern. You watch your P's and Q's when you're on air, young man, right?
Yes. Yeah, she wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't say anything inappropriate because sometimes I get amped up, you know, like the last segment. But now I have bourbon in a pipe, so I'm calm again.
Plus, he also has he's built in his own dump switch. So, man, that works. That works for me. Beep, beep, beep. I'm good to go. So, I am good to go. I'm good to go. I wish I could. There's some other people I would love to train that way. Listen, if you're going to cuss, just say beep. And I'm sure they'd be like, beep? What you talking about, mister? Anyway. Are there any trends in what people are asking you to build? When I came to you and I asked you to build the gun, you eventually ended up building. Do you have other people come to you and say, have you ever thought about doing this? Or have you ever thought about doing this? Or would you do this?
Yeah. I mean, I get weird requests all the time. Less so now that I'm personally not taking orders temporarily. You know, because people know just not to call about stuff like that. But I mean, I've had people call and say, hey, can you build me the guns from this movie? Or can you gold plate a gun? I'm like, no, that's retarded. You know, just not doing that. You know, it's just not realistic. I did tell, there's a guy that asked me to build a specific set of guns from a movie, and I was like, look, you have $50,000. He's like, what? I said, if you have $50,000, I'll build you a pair of whatever you want. But what you're asking me to do is just, it takes months out of my life to do that. So I'm going to need 50 large. You know, and it's silly, but that's the easiest way to separate the wheat from the chaff sometimes with people when they're ridiculous requests. You know, you want a matching set of guns that I got to fabricate half the parts on from scratch and have half of them gold plated, the other half of them engraved. Okay, give me 50 large and we'll make it happen. You know, but I think a lot of people, they have unrealistic expectations because they look at that movie gun and they're like, oh, I could probably get that for $500. No, bro, that's not how it works.
I have never wanted a movie gun. I've looked at some of the guns that I see in the movies, and I'm like, wow, they really went to a long, like, have you ever seen that movie Dread?
Yeah.
You know what he's carrying in that, right?
No, I didn't pay no attention.
That's a Glock 34.
Okay.
But they've made it into this gigantic monstrosity, and it makes me wonder, are guns actually going to develop that way? Because they seem to be streamlining more to me than getting bigger and bulking up. Bob?
Yeah, I think people are, more and more people are wanting to streamline their options. Like we were talking about before the break, I see some of these guys carrying all this crap. And I'm like, man, you know, if it's dark, like if I'm going somewhere and it's dark, I put a flashlight in my pocket. To go with my gun and my pocket knife. If it's daylight, I don't carry a flashlight because I'm not going to intentionally go somewhere where it's dark. It's daylight, right? Now, that being said, if I lived somewhere like San Francisco where there's a threat of, you know, earthquakes and a building coming down around me or whatever, I'd probably carry a flashlight a lot.
Right.
Because that's a real threat, right? But again, situation or mission dictates equipment. And so I just, you know, I don't see it as a reality. But I think going into 2021, you know, depending on what happens on when is it Saturday? When is the Senate and the House all meet? Let's see. Oh, they meet next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So after next Wednesday, we're going to know for sure what's about to go down, what's about to happen. You know, and I think we probably already really know, but that's like the last Hail Mary. So after Saturday or after next Wednesday, we'll know for sure what's happening on the 20th. And, you know, I might have to change up a little bit. Instead of keeping a Ruger Super Blackhawk and 44 Magnum next to my bench, you know, I might have to go to carry to keeping my my knife fighter with the light on it next to the bench, or you know, M16 next to the bench. I'm lucky that we live in a really pretty rural community type area. Well, it's very rural, and I don't have to venture into any large metro centers very often.
Right.
So, you know, my security concerns are a lot different than, you know, somebody that lives in Atlanta or Chicago or Kansas City. You know, those, if you live in those places, you got to have a different set of parameters that you operate by. You know, if we go back to riots and looting and all that stuff in the cities, well, you need to make some decisions. Are you going to just avoid them, or are you going to go to them because you have to, but yet be completely prepared? You know, so that means you need a med kit. That means you probably need a long gun in the car. That means you need a handgun that's you're capable of shooting well and has plenty of bullets.
Yep. Just yeah. So you know, so, it depends. The Vice President of the United States could change all of this himself unimpeachably, constitutionally, and nobody could stop him from doing it if he wants to. He would be the key. Now, whether he's going to do that or not, I don't know. You know, he seems like a pretty steady, honorable guy, but there's so many of these, you know, Mitch McConnell, he was sort of a hero there for about 5 minutes. And then when he While Trump's out there still fighting the fight, he's going, I called Joe Biden and congratulated him on his win. Okay, thanks for cutting my legs out, Cocaine Mitch. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so. Shut up, Mitch. Go home, Mitch. You're drunk. You know, I watched this news conference the other day.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Graham, same thing. You know, he was kind of a good guy for about 30 seconds. And he's on there and he's talking about, yeah, you know, I think it's really a good thing that we're sending $10 million to Pakistan for gender studies.
I know. Well, I'm sure they're confused over there. I'm sure they are.
Get the beep out of here. Seriously. Pakistan's a Muslim country.
Well, I mean, what he should be saying, you know, that whole transgender thing, until a few years ago, that was called gender dysphoria. It was considered a mental illness.
Right. Look, being a homosexual in Pakistan is
dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous.
You know, we don't need to study that.
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, if you're going to be a homosexual in a Islamic country, you need to do it almost alone and out in the desert where there's no 6-story buildings.
Right. Because they're going to throw you off. The top.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we don't need to study the effects of that. And these so-called democracy programs, man, that cracks me up. You know what a democracy what democracy program is code word for? Money laundering to politicians.
Okay, gotcha.
That's it. You know, they're going to send $20 million to this country, and whoever gets that $20 million is going to write a check back to whatever politician got that put in the bill for $15 million.
Hang on for me there, if you will. I want to thank you for 1 year of 1911 University. It has been a blast. I look forward to next year. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Roger that. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.